الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وابتروا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فدفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم وكفى بالله حسيبا. للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about when it came to giving the haq, the right of the yatim, his right of wealth, his mal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the awliya, those who are in charge of this wealth, by saying that when do you give them their wealth? You give them their wealth when they reach the age of nikah, the age of puberty. Now once you have seen and you have perceived that these people, these yatama, they now can make the right judgment, sound judgment, the accurate judgment, then you give them their wealth. Actually what had happened here, there was an incident, and just to complete these verses with that incident, the story comes in hadith that there was a person by the name of Rifa'a, and Rifa'a passed away and he left behind a son by the name of Thabit. So when Rifa'a radiallahu anhu passed away, then his uncle came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thabit, this boy, his uncle, that's Rifa'a's brother, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when should he give this boy Thabit his wealth, and how much of it also can he benefit from this wealth, how much of this wealth can he benefit from there. So this verse was then revealed that فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَدَفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Once you see that in this boy Thabit there is rushd, that means now he can use his mind and discern for himself, then you give him his wealth. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا. But then when you also asked about benefiting from this wealth, then Allah revealed this part of the verse, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَن يَكْبَرُوا. That you can't consume this wealth extravagantly, and you can't consume it up quickly, lest he gets big and he asks for his wealth that was taken away from him. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ. If you are rich, then abstain. But if you are poor, then for your guardianship, then you may eat from there in a fair way. And then Allah says, once you give them their wealth, then also, فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. Let this be recorded that you have given them their wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. That if this verse was actually revealed regarding a person who passed away, a Sahabi by the name of Aus bin Thabit radiallahu anhu also. So this Sahabi radiallahu anhu passed away, he left behind 3 daughters and a wife. And what had happened was, in that time, if somebody had passed away, then they wouldn't give the rights of that inheritance to the girls in that family. Rather, the men folk would take it away, and they would devour and consume the rights of those who were supposed to inherit rightfully. So this is what happened in his story. Somebody from his family came and took away the wealth, and he didn't give that wealth to those who were supposed to inherit, like his daughters and his wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse regarding Thabit bin Aws radiallahu anhu. Allah said, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. That if your parents pass away and those who are near to you in your family, then there is a share for whatever they leave behind for the men. And then Allah says, likewise, there is a share also for the woman. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. If your parents pass away and those who are near to you, your relatives, from who you will also inherit, Allah says, for the woman also there is a share. So it's not such that the men only will take the mirath and they should, and it's not such that they take the mirath and they leave the woman without anything. Allah says, Mimma qalla minhu aw kathur. Whether that property be a little or a lot. So whatever the amount be, that's immaterial. The woman will also inherit. And then Allah says, Naseeban mafruḍa. This is something that's already fixed and determined. The shares are already determined and fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very soon we will discuss that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.